We discussed last week at the beginning of the shiur about not traveling too close to Shabbos. Last week, the Rebbe Dalem heard there was a chasna in Yetzer, and that some people traveled from London for the chasna, never made it bechlal to the chasna. They aimed for the chasna, and after the whole day of travel, arrived back in London. So it's not zachen which is not shchiach. These are zachen which are shchiach. And the Chashochan says an Erev Shabbos is a special sotan to make sure that there should be trouble and the person should run into the surum of Shabbos. As you see, in the week it happens that we're around Zichron Erev Shabbos. Somebody was murdering me last week that better they should come out on the mikvois, close the mikvois a bit earlier before Shabbos. It goes on the time switch, it goes Ramash till Zman Issa Malocha. Mishabur is Machmer and Issa Malocha, that person shouldn't do Mechatchila from 15 minutes before Mishabur likes. That person shouldn't do malacha. In Eretz Yisrael, they do from 40 minutes before, a person shouldn't do malacha. But the Chol HaPochus, and the Zman and the Luach, which is Ongenumen, that the person shouldn't do malacha, a person has to be, it's Nzalzel the Shabbos, Zilzel Shabbos, a person does malacha to the last minute. Somebody told me, he was in London, and he saw outside, one of the bottom midrashim over there, when somebody turned up with his car after the official Zman of Shabbos over there, Rav Padva, after Rav Padva was over there, and he stood to block the person from entering from the car park. He says, "Tfana Stotzman, a Stotzman darf me makbid sein." That's the chelik of the covered Shabbos is, there's an official Zman in town, that the person doesn't go past that Zman. Even if it's a Tesefes, and if it's an extra, but it's ongenum an extra, man doesn't do malocha. And Shabbos run in the mikvois for the last minute, and the person thinks he's getting Kedusha Shabbos, asach, I guess there are Kedusha Shabbos, not to run close to Shabbos, then to hop around these Zachen towards them.
I think I'm a bit of a Devar Mitzvah, but you're right. I wonder
if it's going to get rid of it. I think it gets there. The person has to make sure, because you don't run. I met somebody 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, an elderly person, somebody, Choshevid in town, he told me he went to my grandfather, Mr. Falk, who had this shop, and at the time he went to buy candlesticks on Erev Shabbos. He said it was a long summer Erev Shabbos, and he thinks it was a boy. It was about 1 o'clock on Erev Shabbos. He knocked on the door, and he said at the time there were no other shops to buy these sort of items. He knocked on the door to buy the candles. So my grandmother answered the door. He said, "What have you come for?" He said, to buy something from the shop. He said, "It's Erev Shabbos." He said, "I want candles, L'chvei Shabbos." Candles, L'chvei Shabbos, now. It's an Erev Shabbos come out there. We can't sell things over here. My grandfather came along. Somebody said already, Dafim Fakofen. They sold him the candles. He said the Shabbos was hours later. So they came home and told his father, I sent him to the shop to buy candles. I got bushes over there. I got a telling off for buying candles. He says, "My father told me, that's one thing you learned. You learned Kiddush Shabbos on that." He says, 30 years later, in Zachidengich, as Erev Shabbos noch mitto, gave me a shkofen, one doesn't get to a shop, one doesn't buy. The person has to be mechaber the Shabbos. The person who's mechaber the Shabbos, like a Shabbos to chuvan echo, ki him a kaya brocha. The person who's mechaber the Shabbos gets from the Shabbos. The person who's mezalz on the Shabbos can't expect to be able to get the Shabbos. Whenever it is, a person is to do melocha on Erev Shabbos is medina, a person has to be careful. I'm not saying it's all, a person has to close the shop and not to sell a person candlesticks, but it's a person's covered L'chvei Shabbos, the person who's Mechabed Shabbos will make sure to do everything not to run towards the last minute when Shabbos comes in. And it never used to be that the shops were open too close to Shabbos. It's a new Zach. It never used to be shops open. It gets getting later and later.
It's not over 8 hours before Shabbos.
From Chatzis, the person stopped doing business over there. Chatzis is that as man on Erev Shabbos when a person didn't do Melocha. And the Chazon Ish never, we said last week, a lot of Gedali Yisrael didn't travel at all, anything at all, out of town, Erev Shabbos, where it's still in the Shekhla, in the Shulchan Aruch, there it's also, but the person has the right to feel towards Shabbos, he doesn't do Melacha. Yeah? Let's go back a shtickle to the Klolim of Muksa, and then see how to apply it to Shadis of Shanagia. Towards the end of last week, of the shiur last week, we discussed about a person has a phone on Shabbos. when it's ringing, what's its status, and if it stops after it's not ringing anymore, what is the status of the phone. When it's ringing, it's got a din of a kedush melachta lesa pashtus. You're using it for as an alarm clock. Instead of talking about our phones that you can't see on the screen at the time over there, otherwise it's got a din of kedush melachta lesa right away through the Shabbos. But after it stops ringing, what's the halacha of that phone? That's one shaila that we started. And another shaila was, if a person's carrying it and it changes its status in the middle, I start carrying it to Kiddush HaMelech Tadissa, then it stops ringing. What is the din of that phone? So these are two very shchichtik shailas in Ilcha Shabbos. Number one, what is a Kiddush HaMelech Tadissa that doesn't have any tashmish at all? A Kiddush HaMelech Tadissa is a standard keli that a person can use, a chair, a table, a knife and a fork is even better, we said, maybe than a keli shemanach taleta. You can use it even for no tzarech at all, because it's anything which belongs to oichel, a person, maybe chazal never asked at all. That's a keli shemanach taleta. Keli shemanach taleta is mutter, not only letzech guf, letzech mekoma, even mecham letzeh, a person is allowed to move a keli shemanach taleta. Keli shemanach taleissa is mutter only letzech guf and mekoma. What about a keli shemanach taleissa that doesn't have a tashmish shel heta on Shabbos? What would that example be? This example would be a phone on Shabbos, which you haven't set as an alarm clock. It's not a muksimach maskufoy. It's not a muksimach fachson case, because a person's not makbet after remaining in its place. So what is it? It's a kelish
menach telesa. That depends on the phone. Some phones cost £1,000.
I'm talking about a normal standard, Heimish kosher phone. The Shivish phone is it doesn't come out the Muxemachas Chazan case. Yeah. So you got a normal, got a phone that you have on Shabbos, and it's not set as an alarm clock b'chal. What's the status of that phone? Is it keli shemanach telesa, or is it a Muxemach maskufoy? A keli shemanach telesa, which doesn't have a tashmish shelheta that you can use it for on Shabbos, does it lose its chashivas b'chal of a keli shemanach telesa? So the standard example of a keli shemanach telesa is a screwdriver. Screwdriver, you can always use it on Shabbos or something. You want to open your bottle of wine, you're going to use the screwdriver. It's oimed to do melacha shel issa, but you can use it for on Shabbos or dvarim shel heta. So zecher has got in v'kedush melach tel issa on Shabbos. You got something that you can't use at all on Shabbos. Maybe it's lost its chashivas. It's not kedush melach tel issa. As far as Shabbos is concerned, there's nothing I can use it for. I can only use it for dvar shel issa, and dvar shel issa I'm not allowed to use it for on Shabbos. And maybe it turns into muksum melach maskufoy. So if you've got a fan that's not switched on, then you can use a fan for other things. You can use a fan to keep a door open. People use fans for other things besides for blowing cold air. It has a different tashmish. Zichet doesn't lose its status of a keli shemanach telesa, because you can use it on Shabbos still as a keli, maybe not for what it's aimed for, but it can be used on Shabbos. So it retains its chashivas of a keli shemanach telesa. But what happens if you've got Kiddush HaMelech Tadissa that you can't use for anything on Shabbos? There's no Tashmish Shaleta you can do with it. Maybe it loses its Chashivas and it turns into a Muksum Machem Skufay. So Rebbe Kveger and other Achreinim on Chashulchan, they take on that Kiddush HaMelech Tadissa that you can't use on Shabbos for anything Shaleta turns into a Muksum Machem Skufay. Says Rebbe Kveger, if a person's got a national Shava, a person's got a candle which has no tashmish bechlal, there's nothing you can use it for on Shabbos other than to light it as a candle. Says the Kveger, when it's burning, it's got a din of a keli shemanach telesa, because it's doing its tashmish. That's a keli shemanach telesa when it's burning. When it stopped burning, it's turned into a muksum machmas gufay. Because now what can you do with it? There's nothing you can do with it. You can't use it on Shabbos, you can't light it, then there's nothing you can do with it other than using it as a candle. And you can't use it as a candle on Shabbos, because it's going to be a witness of the rice by putting under a candle. It says Rebbe Kveger, it turns into a muksumach maskufoy on Shabbos. As soon as it's lost its chashivas of what it was doing, then the candle went out, extinguished, you can't use it anymore, it turns into a muksumach maskufoy. That's the shit of Rebbe Kveger. However, Mogen Avraham, Eliyahu Rabbah, Beis Meir, a lot of Gedolei Achreinim hold not like that. And they say a keli, which has a chashivas, It doesn't lose its chashivas because you can't do any melacha shel hetar on Shabbos. It's a keli. It's a keli. It's a keli shemelach tadisa. You can't use on Shabbos for anything. It's a keli shemelach tadisa. You can't use anything. A keli doesn't turn into muksa machamas gufoy. A keli shemelach tadisa, which is be'etzem got chashivas of a keli, and its whole muksa is because it's aimed for misa. The fact that you can't use it for davar shel hetar for Shabbos doesn't turn into muksa machamas gufoy. So a clear machlokes g'day la'achreinim on this prat. The thing that's not so clear is what do we pasken? How do we take on halacha lamaisa in this machlekes? Mishnah Berurah mitzad echad brings down the machlekes and it brings down that benesh al shavo is mashma Mishnah Berurah takes on that's not a muksa machmas gufoy. Mishnah Berurah takes on that even when the candle's off, you can still move it. Let's say gufoy mokeimoy. It's mashma Mishnah Berurah took on halacha like the tzad that even if you can't use it at all, or like the besmeya and like the Eli Rabba, it doesn't turn into muksa machmas gufoy. However, the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Shefa in Rosh Hashanah, Mishnah Berurah says if you got a Shefa, which we would say a Shefa is a Keli Shemelach Tel Issa, because you're using to blow it on Ashmas Koil, which is the Issa, so it's a Keli Shemelach Tel Issa. It says the Mishnah Berurah, you can still move it afterwards. Letzerech Gufa. You know why? Because you could always use the Shefa to take out water. You could use it as a Keli to take water inside the Shefa. Would be mashma from the Mishnah Berurah that if you wouldn't be able to use it as a Keli, it would turn into muksa machmas gufoy. So you got a Mishnah Berurah mitzad echad is bringing down an eshel shava. Shava isn't a muksa machmas gufoy. So you see, even without any use, it doesn't turn into muksa machmas gufoy. And by sheifa, it would seem that Mishnah Berurah doesn't know what that. So it's very unclear what the Mishnah Berurah holds. And in Gedolei Zmanenu, there's a big machlokes about it. Reb Moshe Feinstein paskin took on the tzad that even a keli shemelach tadisa you can't use at all. Still has got a din of a Kedish Shemelach Tel Issa. It doesn't turn to Muksa Machmas Gufoy. That's a Lochra Maisa. That's what Reb Moshe Feinstein used to pasken. Shemesh Shabbos brings down from Reb Shem Zama. Not like that. That Keli Shemelach Tel Issa, which you can't use at all, turns into a Muksa Machmas Gufoy. So something which is very, very negia. Lots of our Muksa Keli Shemelach Tel Issa we can't use on Shabbos for anything. Any Tashmish Elheta on Shabbos. And Shaila, can you move this? We ask Reb Moshe Feinstein, I'll tell you, yeah, it's still a Keli Shemelach Tel Issa. You can continue moving it, like the Besmei, El Rabba, and all those. And you ask Reb Shlomo Zalman, he tells you, you can't move it anymore. Reb Kveger, and Aruch HaShulchan says, you can't move it. So it's something which is very, very shchichtik on the Shaila of Muksa. And always when you see people discussing Muksa, they're always busy with the Shaila. It's a Keli Shemelach Tel Issa. I can't use it. Is there a Muksa Machmas Gufoy? And whatever side you're going to take on, it's something which is not clear in the Achrein Des Manenu. But what's ongenomen is the way that Shalom Yudah of Halshok brings down that most Achronim take on that we do we are machmeh to call it a muksa machmas gufoy unless it's a big shas adchak then we must starve other tzirufim for it. So if a person gets a telephone, the case of a telephone, a person's got a phone and the phone isn't was ringing on Shabbos, or you got another phone over there which isn't set to ring on Shabbos, a phone which isn't set to ring on Shabbos, the pashtus is it's correct to be misnayed that it's got a din of a muksa machmas gufoy. Nothing's on. You can't see anything on the screen over there. It's not something which you'd have to make to remain in its place. But there's nothing you can use a telephone for on Shabbos. We're going to say, he said last week, we put it to keep a safer open over there. Rav Osler says it has to be something which is a tashmish that makes a bit of sense. A bit of a mashmos. Something which has no mashmos to it at all. You say the phone, you could. A fan one uses to keep a door open. A phone. You can go over here on the table over there and keep it open. Hard to say that that should turn into a tashmish letter. So if a person's got a phone on Shabbos, when it's ringing or it's set to ring, it's a Keli Shemelach Tel Issa. Because the same as Reb Kveger, Kveger says, I've got a candle, and kol zman it's burning, I have the use of a candle, it's a Keli Shemelach Tel Issa. When it's not burning, or my alarm's ready gone off, then it could turn into a muksa machmas gufoy. The halacha of the Mishnah Berurah for Shefa isn't a gap is manenu anu, because Reb Shlomo Zalman says that nobody uses a Shefa nowadays to put it, to keep water inside over there. And therefore, maybe it's a posh at a muksa machmas gufoy. A muksa machmas gufoy, or muksa machmas chasson kis, on top of it, muksa machmas chasson kis, or it depends how much a person does and doesn't allow Shefa. You have to add a person's makbit on the Shefa, tend to muksa machmas chasson kis, and even without it, a Shefa is a Keli Shemelach Tel Issa, and a Keli Shemelach Tel Issa which has no Tashmish Aleta, which Reb Shlomo Zalman was makbid on, he said he had to take it on, that's got a din of a muksa machmas gufoy. So every Shefa, when it comes to Shabbos, one has to take on, it's got a din of a muksa machmas gufoy, and you can't just move around the Shefa. Well, Yom Tov itself, when you blow it, is it not Mutzah? No, Yom Tov not, because you can blow it. But if you can't blow it at the time, when it's a Shabbos, when you can't blow it, it's not Omer to be blown, and you can't blow it, then it turns into Muksa Machmas Kufay.
About this shofar or this phone or whatever, if the mice you find up is a... How do they use for it? It's supposed to hold
this vessel. It has to be whether it's oimed for a dover shaleta. A phone isn't really oimed for dover shaleta. I think it was in this case was a button. But if I find some hole somewhere, they use the button to fill it up. It's not really something which is oimed lekach. A fan is taka oimed lekach. It has to be a tashmish. It makes sense that you would use it for. A paper, the mashal is always lots of pieces of lechusay, which was a normal thing. They used to put a paper around the barrel, around a vase, around something over here. But something which is not oimed for it, bechlal, isn't a reason to say they didn't turn into muksa machmas gufa because of it. A keli shemelach de leisa, when a person has a dover shaleta. So mentioned already last week, that's also a shaila about it. There's a Shabbos takes on that if a person has a keli shemelach de leisa, which is mutter, let's say, kufa mukaymoy. And then he's got another keli, which is a keli shemelach de leisa. Says that there's a Shabbos. Chazal never made the Issa Muksa on a Keli Shemnach Tel Issa. They never asked it Bechal. And since they never asked it, if I've got a choice of two Kelim, I've got a case of using a knife to open my wine or to take a screwdriver, and it's easier for me to use the screwdriver rather than the knife, Keli Shemnach Tel Issa, Lesech Kufa, I'm allowed to do it. That's the taste of Shabbos. Mishabura doesn't go like that. Mishnebura holds that a person who has a choice of a Keli Shemelach Tel Issa or Keli Shemelach Tel Eta has to use the Keli Shemelach Tel Eta. Ad Kedei Kach, the Shatzian says, the case of the Gemara, when a person had, in order to flay an animal, they used to have two rungs that they put on top of each other and they put an animal to light on it. Or you had another Keli Shelheta in order, in the Mishnebukdash, in order to take off the oil of the animal. Says the Mishnebura, Pshat in the Gemara is that you got a choice of two, but one was a Keli Shemelach Tel Eta, and one was a Keli Shemelach Tel Issa. A hook was a Keli Shemelach Tel Eta, and the way you were doing it was a Keli Shemelach Tel Issa. You mechuyev, even for convenience. It was much more convenient to use the Keli Shemelach Tel Issa than to use the Keli Shemelach Tel Eta. Nevertheless, a person is mechuyev to use the Keli Shemelach Tel Eta rather than using the Keli Shemelach Tel Issa. Keli Shemelach Tel Issa is a kufa and mekoyma is a bidyevet. It's not a lechatchila. It's a heta in muksa. Because I wanted to ask everything, and then they took off the Yisurim. But it's not Al-Khatkhil Etiketa, and therefore, if a person's got a choice of Keli Shemelach Tel Issa or Keli Shemelach Tel Eta, a person has to use the Keli Shemelach Tel Eta rather than the Keli Shemelach Tel Issa. Says Reb Moshe Feinstein, a person doesn't have to be matrech too much. A person has to go schlepping around too much. There is a Eta. You got a choice of two, you take the Keli Shemelach Tel Eta. But it's not to say, I've got to go for borrow from a neighbor, take a Keli Shemelach Tel Eta rather than use my screwdriver, what that I don't need to do. You got easy access to the Keli Shemelach Tel Eta, a person should use the Keli Shemelach Tel Eta. If not, a person uses the Keli Shemelach Tel Issa. In Tzerich Gufoy, not everything comes under Tzerich Gufoy. Last week we discussed Tzerich Mekoymoy, it doesn't include everything automatically. It doesn't include if it's something lying. Reb Moshe Feinstein says a person's got a pen on his table. That's even a more extreme case than the cases we had last week. Reb Moshe Feinstein says a person has a pen on his table. On a Shabbos table, it's not geschmack. And you want to take it off, Tzerich Mekoymoy. Says Reb Moshe, it's more covered Shabbos for you not to take off that pen than to take off that pen off the table. You're handling Tzerich Mekoymoy because you're covered Shabbos. You want to know what covered Shabbos is? Covered Shabbos is leave it over there. Because the muksa over there is also to be metatal on Shabbos. You need it because you can't come to your Shabbos table that way around. You want to be mechabed Shabbos? Covered Shabbos is to leave it on the table, says Reb Moshe. We would say, so normal head of Tzerich Mekoymoy, a pen on the table. Reb Moshe Feinstein didn't look at it as Tzerich Mekoymoy. Tzerich Mekoymoy is limited. You need it. It disturbs you. You can't use the room. You can't get past there. That's what Tzerich Mekoymoy is. Tzerich Mekoymoy doesn't mean any time I stand want to use it. Shad is what Tzerich Gufoy. I can use something in the Tzerich Gufoy. What comes under the category of Tzerich Gufoy? I'm using it. What's considered using a keli in order to say that it's mutter? Kiveke says that if you have a present, the case of Reb Kveger was to give a chosn a nice candlesticks. And in Reb Kveger's times, the candlesticks was a keli shemelach tel Issa. because you could use it for something else. And in the Gemara, you see, Pamoitim candlesticks were Kelish Shemarachta Le'Issa. Nowadays, our candlesticks aren't Kelish Shemarachta Le'Issa. Nobody will use the candlesticks for anything else other than for the Neiris itself. And therefore, if it's burning, then it'll be Taka a Kelish Shemarachta Le'Issa, because it's all part of bosses for maybe boss of Shalevis, but maybe turn it away. But Etzim is a Kelish Shemarachta Le'Issa. If not, a candlestick, some candlesticks lying on the side, it's either muksa mach son kis, it's a muksa mach masgufa, because nobody would use a candlesticks for anything else. But in Kegel's times, it wasn't like that. You could use the candlesticks for other things. He looked as a candlestick as a Kedish Shemarach Talesa. And Kegel says, you want to give a present, a candlestick, you can send a candlestick to your chosen, a set of candlesticks. Why? He says he's talking about giving it after Ladur and Drosha. I don't know exactly what. When they used to give the candlesticks, which side gave the candlesticks, and why was it Dern Drosha? It was Dern Matana. He calls it Dern Drosha, Reb Kvega. And Reb Kvega says you're allowed to give it on Shabbos, as a present, because that's called a Tzerich Kufay, because it's the Tzerich Simchas Chosen, Reb Kvega says. Tzerich Simchas Chosen. And Reb Kvega bases himself on a Tosfos that says the Tzerich Simchas Yom Tov, a person's allowed to use a Kelish Shemanach Talesa. And would seem from Reb Kvega, anything less than that is Osa. You can't say, I'm giving a present, and it's Tzerich Gufoy. A Simchas Chosen, like candlesticks, that was mamish, that enhanced the Simcha, and the candlesticks of something that they were expecting, that was considered the Tzerich Gufoy, to use the candlesticks to give it for Simchas Chosen. But anything less than that wasn't a Tzerich Gufoy. So a person wants to give a present for Yom Tov, he's got a mixer, let's say, he's a blender, something like that. He wants to give his wife a present, Simchas Yom Tov wants to give over there. That's not called a matana, which is, maybe because it comes under the heading of Simchas Yom Tov, maybe that would also, the same case of Tosis. But not every present the person wants to give a bar mitzvah boy, something which is has a muksa on it, which doesn't turn into a muksa machmas. A pen, let's say a pen doesn't turn into a muksa machmas kufa. You could use the pen for other things. A pen you could zichy use to hold down and put a few pages together. So you've got a pen, a person wants to give a Parker pen, an ice pen, a fountain pen for a bar mitzvah boy, and say that should come under Tzerich Gufoy because I've got a nor from it on Shabbos, but I can get as a present. That not. Tzerich Gufoy means that your mamish using the item itself, not using the item itself, doesn't have a heter of a Tzerich Gufoy.
I think it's a design in my idea. When we say
Tzerich
Gufoy, are we talking the person's
goof
or are we talking the
chayfet? The chayfet is
goof.
The chayfet is
goof.
Using
the
item itself.
There's nothing to do with the chayfet.
May his. He's enjoying the chayfet. He is now enjoying. The chayfet is the way that he's getting his enjoyment from. By having the chayfet, he's got an enjoyment. That says the Kvega, it depends. If it's a big enjoyment he's getting from it, then I look at it as enjoyment from the Chayfetz himself. But if it's a smaller enjoyment, that doesn't come under Tzerich Gufoy. It's a very hard division to find that a big one comes into Tzerich Gufoy and less doesn't. But that's what Kyrgyz takes on. Tzerich Gufoy needs something substantial use from the item itself, not my goof, the item itself. Having a Simchas Yom Tov, a Simchas Chosan, that's considered a good hanor from the item itself. Anything less than that, Tzerich Gufoy isn't considered hanor from the item itself. Shavas Aveda, the case of Chasam Sefer says, you find an item, and you want to become it as a Shavas Aveda. Says the Chasam Sefer in Shuvas, you can't give it back on Shabbos. You say it's a Tzerich Gufoy, I'm a Kaim Mitzvah as a Shavas Aveda by giving back the pen. I find this pen, I give it back. Says Chasam Sefer, that's not called Tzerich Gufoy. I've got a mitzvah through it. The item itself, I'm not being mishamished. You have to use the item itself in order for it to be considered a Tzerich Gufoy. A present, a figure says when it's a big present, a present that Mamash makes mashmos for that particular day, it's for Chosen and Simchas Chosen, then since it's a big enjoyment that comes out from the item, that's considered using the item. The item generates a Simcha, that's considered using the item. Hashavas Aveda has nothing to do with the item. The item is my way for me to be Mekayim the Mitzvah. It's nothing to do. The item is my Mitzvah. That's my way for me to be Mekayim the Mitzvah. But if I take a present is that's what I'm doing. I'm using this item to make the Chosen feel good. Says the Kvega, if it's Simchas Chosen and it's a Pamitim, but candlesticks, that's ready enough. Yeah, it's quite a fine line to get the Tzerich Gufoy.
The loser's enjoying getting it back.
Pardon?
The loser's enjoying getting his chayfets back.
He feels good that he's got his item back. He's not using, it's not that, not getting, that, he's not getting
the
chayfets.
The Chosen enjoys that he's been given a present, so the loser enjoys he's got back his candlesticks.
So in any case, there may be Tzerich Gufoy, we'd say, is there a lot of my Tzerich Gufoy? Is there something my Tzerich Gufoy, me the person giving it back? You're saying, why is Unoich at himself with Zerb Gufoy? That he's got the back, he'll get the back after Shabbos. Yeah, but that's using it. That's using it. It's making a simcha now. I'm doing a mitzvah now. That's not. That's my way over here. He's got his item back. That's no simcha. He doesn't need it for Shabbos. He can get it after Shabbos. I'm using the mitzvah now when giving it back. That's my tzarech gufoy. Over here, another chetimse kibudav. My father wants something. Mom asks me to move something. Say the poskim. That's not called tzarech gufoy. It's a chetimse for me to be mekayim kibudav. But I'm not really using the item. Not using the item. That's not tzarech gufoy. It's a heter of chazal when I'm using the item because I want to use the item. But I'm not using the item as such. I'm using the item for me to be mekayem a mitzvah, for me to give somebody a present. That's not using, that's not called utilizing the item itself. I'm not using the item. That doesn't come under the head of Tzarech Gufoy. You know what case was very interesting with the Potsdam Aunt Klavat? You got on Simchas Torah. You got Simchas Torah, when it's a Sol Shemin Atzeres, you're not allowed to sit in the Sukkah. Not Mechuyot to sit in the Sukkah, and it's also to sit in the Sukkah, because you got a problem with Baal Tosif. Are you allowed to take a pot? How do you sit in the Sukkah? You got a small house. When it's sort of kashmak, you got your outdoor hot warm sukkah over there, and you want to sit there, you put effort to make your sukkah, you want to sit there one extra day, but midach is like isam, it didn't the gemara. So what do? You put a pot inside, you make your sukkah potter, a puzzle, and your sukkah is a puzzle to get sukkah, so now you can continue sitting inside the sukkah. Are you allowed to take a pot in the sukkah to make your puzzle? Is that considered using the pot? Well, it's not really. It's the fact that the pot, that's not a pot. The pot is a chetimza to make my sukkah possible. That's not considered using the pot. It's something that the poskim, paskiz manenu handle. That's an in between case. I don't mean to discuss that case. It's not a graf shari. It's a kishim nachtedisa. It's a pot. It's a kishim nachtedisa.
A clean one.
It's just a bizoin for the sukkah. It's a bizoin for the sukkah, but it's not a graf shari. It makes the sukkah potter because covered of sukkah is not to have a pot inside it. So all these cases, the point is that heta of metzerech gufoy doesn't just mean you're using the item. Metzerech gufoy must mean that you got use from the item itself in order for it to become mutter. You know something which is very shchiach? You get sometimes items. People order items and it gets delivered and it's the wrong size. So you want to give it back to the shop. The violet's lying by you, the item over there. So that item that's lying by you may be a muksa machzach son kiss. It's only there as an emtsoi for you to get your money back over there. Pashtus, it comes down the keli shemalachta lesa. It's there for, to do business purposes really, that's what it's there for. To change it, to get something else in exchange of it. You got a jacket, it's not your size, you're not keeping it. But somebody comes around to the house, and you want to just show on Shabbos, this suit suits me, this jacket suits me, a clothes, something is over there. You want to show it to somebody, do you think it looks good on me? So you're using it, but you're not using itself, you're not really using the item itself. The item itself is pretty much Lenoy. You're trying on that item in order for somebody else to be able to see. You're not using it to use over here. You're using it for somebody else to be able to see whether it looks good on you, to be able to get another item of it. Is that a keish machvelet? Probably it's a muksa machzach son kis. Yeah, but it's there for a keish emet l'schoyer. A person has an item in the shop that's emet to sell. A keish emrach to lesa. A shopkeeper has items in the shop. Either chson kis means that you're makbed and nobody should touch it, others because there'll be a monetary loss from it. And kishim after this is that it's aimed only to do issa with it. So a person has an item in the shop over there. It's either melachta, not melachta, it's either melachta le issa, or it's mukshamach chson kis. Zicha aimed for him to do schoy with it. If it's makbed and nobody should do it for anything else, it's be mukshamach chson kis, or be kishim after this. A chayfetz that I'm not planning to keep, only to get back to the shop, is melachta le issa. It may be a mukshamach chson kis.
I'm never going to use these clothes again. I've used them.
It's still oimed. It has the same tashmish over there. It's not oimed for anything else. Maybe it's oimed to go, to throw out. But it's not but etzem lost its tashmish. It hasn't lost its chashivas. This whole item is there as a chetimsa, a shopkeeper. A shopkeeper has normal items in the shop over there, and it's only oimed to do schar with it. So it's a keshim. It's a or moksim machim chzon kis. to maybe that case is like a more machmas gufo. You want to try it on to show somebody you're trying on the item itself. Is that the more machmas gufo? Anything less than that inside the sukkah, till the David has a suffix, if a person brings a pot in order to make a to make a mechitza out of it, somebody brings a kedush machter to make a mechitza. Until the David says, that's Pasha, if I take the Keli Shem Rach Tadissa to protect me from the sun. So I'm using the Keli itself to protect me from the sun. That's Mutter, that's Zerch Gufoi. But what happens if I'm not using it itself, I'm making a Lomda Shem Chitza. I need to have, to divide up, I need for my Sukkah, wherever Chitim said that it won't be a problem of making a Mechitza Materis on Shabbos. Says that Tele David, you're using the pot to be able to make, to generate a Lomda Shem Chitza. Maybe that's not considered Zerch Gufoi. Tele David's mistapic about it. If taking a pot in order to make a machitza out of it, is that considered using the pot itself? Or it's not really using the pot. The pot is there as a machitza. One has to know, bottom line is, when it comes to keli shemunachta le'isela, tzerch gufoi, not everything comes under tzerch gufoi. Tzerch gufoi means you use the item because you're using the item itself. And if you're not actually using the item, you got zaitik anos that come out the item, that doesn't come under keli shemunachta le'isela. One of the very shechichtik shaylas is always on Shabbos, which is negat to all of us. You put your hand in your pocket, and you find money in your pocket. And at Shabbos, what are you supposed to do with that money in your hand? You got a coin or a note. Are you allowed to keep it in your hand, or do you have to put it down? Mishabura says, and Shulchan Aruch says, and Shirin Ches, Sif Gimel, that if somebody has a muks in his hand, oydoi b'yodoi, you're allowed to continue moving it. If I've got a keli shemunach tele issa, so I'm taking it off the pen, off the table, because I can't daven like that. It's disturbing me. Not with the head of Rav Moshe. It's much disturbing over there. I take the pen off my stand and I put it down. It says the Shulchan Aruch, it's in my hand. I can put it down somewhere else. I don't need to keep it in my hand or drop it in the first place. Oide b'yodai, I can continue moving it. It says the Mishnah Bura, the head of Oide b'yodai brings down, first of all, Mogen Avraham, that the Mogen Avraham says that even if it came into your hand, Be'isa. It brings down a machlokes, Mogen Avraham and the Gaon. What happens if it came to my hand, Be'isa? What would that moshel be? I put my hand into my pocket, and I didn't plan taking out. Let's say it be a pen. Money is a mukshmach skufa, we'll get there in a second. I put my hand in my pocket, and there's a pen over there. A pen in my pocket may not be a heter of Tzerech Mekoyim Be'chlal. It doesn't disturb me, the fact that the pen's in my pocket over there. It disturbs me that I can't continue wearing the item because I need to get rid of the muksa. That may not become under Tzerech Mekoyim. That's machlokes about it. Tzerech Mekoyim is you want to use its place. It doesn't disturb me. I don't need to put my hands over here. I don't walk around with my hands in my pocket. I know there's a muksa over here, so I can't continue walking around until I get rid of the muksa. That may not be Tzerech Mekoyim to be able to get the pen out of the pocket. I put my hand in my pocket, and I've got the pen in my hand. Tzerech Mekoyim. I took it by mistake. I shouldn't have touched it. I didn't realize it was there b'chlal. Are you then, when you have the pen in your hand, allowed to take the pen out and put it down over there? Says the Mishnah Bura, the Mogen Avraham says, Keli Shemunach Isa, even if it came into your hand, shalek it in, you're allowed to put it down. And the Gaon holds not like that. The Gaon holds if it came in your hand, shalek it in, that you're not allowed to continue holding it in your hand. But that heta is only b'negeya to Keli Shemunach Isa. A muksa machmas gufoi doesn't have the heta of Oide B'yodai. It's a heta in a Keli Shemunach Isa. Has a heta of Tzerech Gufoi Mekoyimoi. Either when I look at the heta of Isa, I'm allowed to continue holding it. But a muksa machmas gufoi doesn't have the heta. So a person puts his hand in the pocket and he feels all of a sudden over there that there's a £5 note in his pocket, you can't say the money's in my hand and I'm going to continue putting it down elsewhere over there. Because there's no heter of Oide B'yodai. Oide B'yodai is a heter of a keli shemalachta le'issa, and the Mishabura holds even if it comes shalekid in your hand. But if it's anything other than that, there's no heter of Oide B'yodai. So
better put his hand. They drop it on the spot then, that means.
No, you can't take it out of your pocket. Leave it in your pocket. You can't pull it out of your pocket. You have to leave it in your pocket and then you have to do a new. You have to get it out of your pocket by lifting up your pocket. But you can't say because it's in your hand, you're going to continue. There's a heta called Oide B'yodai. Oide B'yodai is a heta for Keli Shemunach Tel Issa. For not Keli Shemunach Tel Issa, there's no heta of Oide B'yodai. What's also very shchiach is about a pot. We said last week from the Rashba that the Rashba says the person has food in the pot. When there's food in the pot, it turns into a Keli Shemunach Tel Heta. It doesn't turn into the same status as the food inside it. Food, you're allowed to move around for no cheshbon at all. Keli Shemunach Tel Heta, you're allowed to move even Muhammad Latzeil, but you can't move it for no reason at all. A Keli Shemunach Tel Heta, you can't move for no reason at all. So you've got chair over here, for no reason at all, you want to move it from one place to the next place, you can't move it. A pot, when there's food inside it, is a keli shemalach deleta. It's not got a din of food, it's got a din of a keli shemalach deleta. And therefore the Chaznish says you can move it, but it's not got the same status as the food. Now what's very shrich is, people come Friday night, they've got the food in the pot, made a big food, a big pot of soup for Friday night, and they didn't use a lot of it over there. They don't want to, no space in the fridge, whatever the reason is, they don't want to, no space in the fridge for a big pot. They want to take the soup, which is in the big pot, and spill it in, pour it in to a smaller pot. That is also on Shabbos. Because that smaller pot is a keli shemanachta muksamach maskufoy. It wasn't aimed for any tashmish bechlal on Shabbos.
It's a circle from the code because you want to use the smaller pot because it fit in the fridge. You want to use the smaller pot because it fit in the fridge.
See, it was aimed, if it's aimed before Shabbos, the smaller pot is aimed before Shabbos for that tashmish. But if it has no tashmish at all, then it turns into muksa makam maskufoy. You don't. If like you say, a pot is aimed, a smaller pot is aimed for storage, always to put it in. You have every pot that lies in your house isn't a muksa makam maskufoy. It's a keli shemalach deleisa because you could always put food inside it on Shabbos, which is it remains a keli shemalach deleisa. But it remains. So if you put the food inside it, then you'll have to see if you've got the choice of using the bigger pot and the smaller pot. If a pot, like you say, a smaller pot is omed before Shabbos to be used for half the soup that's left over, the soup that's left over to put into the smaller one, then that smaller pot, you've got a choice of a keli shemalach deleisa. Okay, the pot that has the food inside it is a Kiddush HaMenach Deleta. The pot that's empty is a Kiddush HaMenach Deleta. And if you've got a choice of using a Kiddush HaMenach Deleta or a Kiddush HaMenach Deleta, you always have to use Kiddush HaMenach Deleta first. So if you can't fit the Kiddush HaMenach Deleta into the fridge, then you can move into the smaller pot. But if you're moving it for whatever convenience sake, not because, why put such a big pot in the fridge, or for whatever reason it is, then you can't move it across. If, like you say, a smaller pot is aimed for Tashmish, always to be able to pour the leftover food inside it, then a pot is a Kiddush HaMenach Deleta, not a Kiddush HaMenach Deleta. But you think it is aimed
l'kach? Most people, if they're for storage, they'll use a plastic container. You wouldn't think about an empty small pot as a storage facility. It's a cooking facility, it's not a storage facility. Most people, the first thing you think is a plastic container.
So I also would have thought like you, over here, second son, that's what I thought was Bosh HaMuk Samach Maskuf. Saying not like that, I say always afterwards, they do like do it that way. After a big a Sudas Yom Tov, they move over to a smaller pot. You see, it is aimed l'kach. No, I'm not saying whether it's mutter. I wanted to say the smaller pot should be muksa mamach maskuf because it's not aimed for tashmish shel heta betzem. And he's saying, no, that. He's saying a smaller pot is always aimed for the leftover food to go inside. It's aimed for tashmish. I can put him, if it's a keli shemalach deleisa, and you can't fit the keli shemalach deleisa, that's like he's saying, it's aimed for small, for that tashmish over there. So then, it's a b'dievet. If you can fit your bigger pot into the fridge, then achatchila you should move it into the smaller pot. But if you can't fit the big pot in the fridge, you have to use the smaller pot, then you can move it across to the smaller pot. But if you've got a choice of a plastic container or a pot, then zikha you have to use a plastic container. It's not a heta l'chatzchila. If you got the leftover food, the soup Friday night, and you got a choice of putting it in a plastic container or putting in a small pot, you zikha to put it in a plastic container. Because a plastic container is shemalach deleta.
There's some plastic containers you can put in a microwave, so it's
like shemalach deleta. No, it's not. It's because its official use is also to store. A plastic container is a plastic container. It's a case of shemalach deleta. So you've got a choice. Akaponim, that's it. You've got a choice of your soup Friday night, which is leftover soup, putting it either in a plastic container or putting it into a smaller pot. You just have to put it in the plastic container lechatchila, because you've got a choice of keshem lachteta or keshem lachtelisa. If you want to say it doesn't turn into a muksamach maskufoy, but it's zicha not better than a keshem lachtelisa. So a choice of a plastic container or a pot Friday night lechatchila, one should pull the leftover food into a pot, into a plastic container.
Healthy, so don't.
A silver foil container is always. It's the same as a pot, no? Where you store inside it. You leave over after you cook inside it, you keep it in there. You store inside it. A smaller container, a plastic container, you store the food inside it. metal container, you use it as storage, or after you cook inside, you keep it there afterwards? Storage? I would have thought the same as a pot. No. You could, but you store inside a metal container.
No. Storage.
Yeah, but no, you bake a kegel in the oven, and afterwards you keep it inside over there. You do something of cooking, and then you keep it inside. You use it as a storage a container, a plastic, metal container, silver foil container. You store inside it, maybe, I don't know. If that's what you do it for, then it's then the truth. Pardon? In where?
Because the storage, but you don't want to wash it up,
you want
to throw it away. So it's
totally. Every person, if what it's aimed for, that's what the status of the keli is. But a pot, if you're saying you put the leftover food into a pot, is generally a keli muksam achamas gufoy, a keli shemnach del issa, and if it's not aimed for anything at all, it turns into a muksam achamas gufoy. If in your house you use it, it's always to put over the leftover soup inside it, then it could turn into. I mean, if that's what's aimed for, to pour the soup, I find it hard to accept that a smaller pot is aimed. It's taking a keli shemunachta le'issa. Zecha, a keli shemunachta le'issa. It's not official. You don't buy a pot from the shop in order to store soup inside it over there. A pot is a keli shemunachta le'issa. It's not. Mishabura says it must be official tashmish of a pot to use a keli to turn into keli shemunachta le'issa. A pot is minimum keli shemunachta le'issa. Nishali is with a muksim machmas gufoy. If you always use it for that, and therefore it's considered the normal way for people to use it, then it remains a keli shemunachta le'issa. Then, and
how does the same then?
No, well, how can you for
opening nuts is a shtey. Well, the most nobody does it. I mean, you don't buy a hammer because you want to crack open nuts.
It's true.
You buy a hammer
to crack things, to break things, to knock things in. Usually, you knock a surim, and sometimes you knock a davash letter. No, a saucepan zikha, a keli shemunachta le'issa. It's zikha made to do cooking. That's what the Poskim say. The Rashba says, if you've got your food inside, so it becomes tofel to the food. Because the food's tofel shel heta. But a pot in Dina, the Gemara, but Manenu honors, a keli shemunachta le'issa. You don't buy a pot for storage. Nobody buys a pot for storage. You go to a shop and say, ask what did you buy it for? You don't buy a pot for storage. You buy a pot in order to cook inside it. It's a keli shemunachta le'issa. A pot is a keli shemunachta le'issa. If it has no tashmish and it's keli shemunachta, then it turns into a muksam achamas gufoy. But a pot is a melachta le'issa. Rabbi Yashiv says a chiddush, and that's taker chiddush. Rabbi Yashiv says, what about the lids of the pots? What's the status of a lid of a pot? The pot that has the food inside, that you cooked inside it, it's a keli shemunachta le'issa when the food's inside it. And when you get rid of the food inside it, it turns straight away into a keli shemunachta le'issa. As soon as you empty out the soup from the pot, it turns into a keli shemunachta le'issa, because now it's not tofel any water to the food which is inside it. Says Rabbi Yashiv, a lid of a pot has got the same status as the pot at the bottom. And if you've got a pot that has food inside, since there's chazal shteita heta, that food inside the pot turns into keli shemunachta le'issa, not when you pour new food inside it, but when you have the original food that you cooked it in, it makes into keli shemunachta le'issa. Al-Snat, we say that the lids of that pot have the same status as the pot. And if you can move around the pot which has the food inside, you can continue moving around the lids of the pot. When it is on the pot or not on the pot, any lid that belongs to a pot that has the food inside, has got the same status as the pot. It's got a din of a kiddush m'lach tereta. A kiddush, that's Rabbi Asher said, it's a double poshet. A person has a washing machine and has got clothing left inside, which a dryer. Clothing left inside on Shabbos, and it's switched off. He wants to know whether to open it or not. The dryer is very often a muksa machmas chason kis. Depends if a person won't mind moving around his dryer. The fact that you don't move it because it's heavy doesn't turn into muksa machmas chason kis. The fact that you don't move it because if you move it, you're scared it's going to break, that turns into a muksa machmas chason kis. Again, depends on the person. Most times, a washing machine and a dryer is a muksamach chason kis. A person wouldn't want to move it around, scared it's going to break if he moves it around. The door is omit for tashmish by itself. The item is the item of a muksamach chason kis. The door is made to use by itself to open and close it. But it's made to be open and closed in order to do issa, in order to dry the clothing inside it, or by washing machine in order to wash the clothing inside it. So it's a muksa, it's a keli shemunachta le'issa. The door of a washing machine and a dryer is a keli shemunachta le'issa.
It's just as much made to take the stuff out as to put it in. You can't have a one-way door. half the time.
It's a pot is also made as much. A pot is also made as much to take the food out of the, put in the food inside. It's made to cook. A washing machine is also made. It's not a storage room. You don't buy
the door now.
The door is used, is there to use to wash the items or to dry the items. If it's there, I'll open the door in order to get it out. But it's the item as such is an item which is there to wash or dry the clothing. So it's a kiddush machtanisa. I don't say it's there to take out the food from the pot, and I don't say it's there to take out the food, the clothing from the washing machine or the dryer. The washing machine and the dryer is an item which is made to do issa. If it's there, dry, I can take it out. So it's a kiddush machtanisa. So you want to take out your clothing from the washing machine or the dryer, it's kiddush machtanisa, you can take it out. But if you're taking the clothing out, you can't close the door. Unless, this, again, like last week, you got an oven door and the children are going to bang into it. But if you're taking your clothing out, open the door you're allowed to, close it afterwards is the problem. Yeah, same. It'd be the same as every time. Like, if you've got other clothing, then without exactly the same item, don't take your clothing from the washing machine, from the dryer. Rather take your clothing from the cupboard. But if you've got nothing else, or something which just works out, you need that item over there, better size, obviously take the one from the dryer. But then, opening the door is...
I don't need the keli, I need the clothes.
I need to get my things out, I need to use it for its place. I'm opening the door to get inside the item over there. That's a shimush of Tzech Mekoymoy. I'm using it to be probably also even Tzech Kufa comes under. I'm using it to be able to get out from it itself, not just to move away from there. I've got something inside the item. I'm opening the door, not to use the washing machine. There's a washing machine. To be able to get something else inside, there's also Tzech Kufa. So taking it out is mutter. Closing it afterwards is already more problematic. Paper in the Beskissa, a person comes on Shabbos, and he's got the rolls, which haven't been cut before Shabbos. If you want to take it out, because you're scared that somebody's going to use that toilet paper on Shabbos, when a box says not going to be enough to take it out. Taking out that roll of toilet paper in Shabbos, what would that come under? Pardon? Yeah, what are you doing it for? What are you doing it for? You're not doing it. You wouldn't think twice about it. I think people wouldn't think twice about Zazach B'chalaz. You come in, you see the roll over there. The roll's over there. Somebody's going to use. Somebody's going to be over in this over here on Shabbos. I'll take it out. Put them here. What are you taking it out for? That's not Heter Muksa. That's not. What are you thinking? It's Muksa Dikya Teir. Why are you taking it out?
Is it definitely
Muksa? It's a Pashtus. It's not Pashatis Muksa, because others want to say that you can use it exactly the same, and it's more convenient to cut it on its lines where it is over there. But etzem, the use of it, makes a difference whether you cut it on the place where you're supposed to cut it, or cut it further along, or on Shabbos put in the water and flash the chain without actually cutting it at all. So it's not so Pashat as a Kiddush Melachta. It's a Pashat as Melachta Issa. It's there to be used always through Issa. It's made to be cut in size. That's the way you could use it. It's true. It's not 100% Pashat that's a Kiddush Melachta Issa. It could be the toilet paper. You can use exactly the same. The Issa is not the way you use it. It's not like a pot, or it's before you use it. Before I use it, I'd cut it to size. And I don't have to cut it to size in order to be able to use it. That doesn't make it automatically into a Keli Shemlach Tadesa. But Pasha says it's a Keli Shemlach Tadesa. If it's a Keli Shemlach Tadesa, why are you taking it out?
You want the mockum.
It's not certainly, you don't want the mockum. That's not
the mockum to be empty.
No, you don't want the mockum to be empty. You don't want somebody to even this. You don't want the mockum to be empty. You don't want it to be empty. You want...
Not to be there.
That's not good. No, you don't want it not to be there. Every time I'm moving it, and I've got Lenoi, which the Pasim say doesn't come under Tzech Mekoymoy, always don't want it over there. Say the Pasim, that's not called Tzech Mekoymoy. Tzech Mekoymoy is using the item itself. I can't use the room with the item being over there. Nothing disturbs me over there. I don't want to be over this on Shabbos. If I don't want to be over this on Shabbos, that doesn't automatically come under Tzech Mekoymoy. Tzech Mekoymoy and Tzech Gufoy is an expression which is meant literally. Tzech Mekoymoy means you want to use its place. Tzech Gufoy means you want to use the item. If you're not actually using the item, you're not actually using its place, then it doesn't come automatically ahead on Shabbos. And therefore moving a roll of toilet paper, which one wouldn't think twice about moving before Shabbos, could actually come under problems of Muksa to move on Shabbos. I was surprised. I spoke to somebody the other day. They said a lot of people do it. You got inside your pocket, you buy a new suit. It's got buttons inside. It comes with the spare buttons. So those buttons, carry with Erev, so Vamela got the buttons. What should be the problem inside? The buttons inside. Those buttons, which are lying inside, are L'chol HaPochus K'eli Shemalach T'lesa. And maybe even more than that. Maybe even a Muksamach Maskufay. There's nothing you can do with a button on Shabbos over there, and it's not sewn on. It's sewn off, it came straight back on, but it fell off, and it's able to go straight back on. So maybe you look at it still as the heter or part of a baguette. But a loose button inside the pocket that you buy is only there for to do issa, and you can't do an issa. So according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, you have to treat it as a muksamach maskufa. But even if you don't want to take on it, it's a muksamach maskufa. You want to take it to Moshe Feinstein, but it's okay to shemrach the issa. So you metatl the whole Shabbos, a spare button inside in the suit over there. Avad, if a person buys a suit, no difference whether it does, is a place where he can or can't carry. He has to make sure to take out those buttons from his pocket because he's doing a tiltil. Because the only way you can use this button is by through saying Gaon over there. And therefore, if the only way to get to it is by using it, so today is the Mamela, it's going to... Pardon? He's done it. He's moving around. It's over here. What's not clear is why money comes under Muksa Machmas Gufay. Money is something that you use really the way it is. It has some sort of feature, has some sort of usage the way it is. Why is it, you know, Akeli Shem Nachtel Issa? Why is there Muksa Machmas Gufay?
Well, is it Kay?
No, but let's say before turning into Muksa Machmas Gufay because I can't use it or something else, before not having any use b'chlal, money as a money over here. So it's an item, a paper in the days of Chazal was roll lots of pitz l'chusay. The papers that we have nowadays, again, the Pasuk say nobody would take a plain piece of paper nowadays and put it, it's not aimed for anything other than to write on it. And if a person has a paper which is aimed for writing on, then if he's only going to use it for writing on over there, then again, it's a Kelish, or maybe a Muksa Machmas Gufay because there's nothing you can do with it on Shabbos because you wouldn't use it for something else. Yeah, of course, the children would use it for something else, or paper plates, airplanes. Okay, I'm saying so if you would do it that way around, if you would use it that way around, the case of Lotzah Pitzachusa, he says the Chaznish, nowadays one doesn't do these sort of Tashmishim over there, and therefore turn a Muksa Machmas Gufay. But yeah, if there is a different Tashmish you could do, use as a place mark, then turn it remain a Kedish Shemarach Telesa. Yeah, you're right. You can use a bathroom as a place mark, keep it as a Kedish Shemarach Telesa. Or sometimes when a person eats on a table and it doesn't want a flashy table, a milky table, and wants to put the plate down over there, he'd use this plate of paper for, as a very busy dicket Tashmishim nowadays, paper doesn't have the same chashivas as it did on Mol, and you can still use it for something else. And again, it'll keep a Kedish Shemarach Telesa, which has different Tashmishim, and it won't turn into a Muksa Machmas Gufay. But keep it as a money, which is aimed for money. Why is money a muksa machmas gufa? Why is money not a kelim shemnas elisa?
Pound coin to use in the shop to take the tolly.
Why is the melachim that you do?
And what?
Nothing. What is the
And using it as money, using it as money, using it over the shop, over the counter. Why is that not a keli? So Mishachoina says in kelim. A chiddush. Money is one of also a bit hard to understand why it's not as got Hashem chashivas bekeli. Mishachayna says that money isn't makabel tumah because it hasn't got Hashem keli, and he explains it's there to be metaltel. You don't use the money itself. Every normal keli is there to use the keli as a keli. Yeah. The usage of a keli is because you use it. The item is that you use over there. Money is a yetim naklal. Money hasn't got any clay kibble inside, but you want to say it's got its chashivas because you use it over the counter. You don't. You use it over the counter only to show that this is the amount I'm giving you over here as a simon. I'm giving you, I'm not actually using the money, I'm not using the money as such. That's something we wouldn't say by ourselves, just understand the concept. When one has muksas and kelim over there, why money always comes under a keli shemenachte, under a muksa mach maskufoy, rather than a keli shemenachte. So money is a muksa mach maskufoy, a person puts his hand in his pocket, doesn't have a heter to pick out the money because there's no heter for either biyoda or only by keli shemenachte issa. Person has a pen in his pocket, he can't take it, he's got a heter for either biyoda, and Mishabur says, Vashem Mogen Avrom, even if you put it by issa, you can take out the pen. But to put your hand like a chatchila in the pocket to take out the pen, that comes under lechoyah, according to others, doesn't come under tzech mukaymboy. You don't need the place in your pocket. You need that the pen shouldn't be there in order for you to be able to take it out. Then your person has to do a nil, and then we discuss the parts. And so next week we can move on to the next.
Some coins are merely collectors, Aaron.
No, that zecher doesn't have a.